This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking at the radar right now, just isolated showers, a couple of crossing at the moment just south of the city to West Mifflin and in Cranberry area, headed south to McCandless, but it's pushing to the east pretty quick. So that is just wave one. Then there'll be a dry period before the next wave, and there's a substantial amount of rain coming to us that is just west of Columbus right now. So, yeah, we are going to get some more showers again today, but the near term looks good, especially on Friday for all of the 4th of July celebrations. That said, there will be multiple millions of people taking to the roadways, and we wanted to check in with the spokesperson, press secretary of the Pennsylvania Turnpike, is Marissa Urbanek. Welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
So we heard, 76 million people are going to drive at least 50 miles over the holiday weekend. Many of those people will be on the Pennsylvania Turnpike. So give us the rundown of what you're anticipating, any updates on the volume and enforcements that will be in place for the weekend.
Absolutely. We're projecting more than 5.8 million motorists that will be traveling on the Pennsylvania Turnpike this system really during our 10-day period, which started last Friday. This week, our most heavily traveled day is going to be Thursday. We're expecting more than 600,000 folks on the road. And really, the best time to hit the road is going to be outside of that 12 to 6 p.m. time period. We really want to keep people moving. So we've lifted all of our construction and maintenance projects. We've suspended them for that 10-day period so we can help travelers really get to where they need to go.
Oh, bravo. That's what I wanted to hear. So for 10 days, you kind of suspend that stuff that obviously you have to do, but slows down traffic in many areas. That's actually really good news. Where are the big construction projects going on in our region?
We have construction projects all along the Turnpike, and obviously out west we have the Beaver River project, which has been going on. We also have total reconstruction, a lot of total reconstruction along the system that's really to help repair our 85-year-old roadway. So a lot of projects going on, but they are all suspended for the 10-day period, really just to ensure as many lanes are open for our drivers who choose to use the PA Turnpike.
Have you seen, and I would imagine you have, an uptick of people buying easy passes and taking advantage of that, because you get a break, don't you, if you do it that way?
Yeah, easy pass is the most cost-effective way to travel the system. You save 50% on tolls, and it's what 85% of our customers use. So 85% of our customers know that that's the most cost-effective way to travel, so they're signing up for easy pass to make it as seamless as possible for their travel.
And Marissa, David Balorado, our anchor man and reporter, checked in David, do you have a question?
Yeah, Marissa, when I spoke to Crispin last week, one of the things they talked about would be that the state police would be looking out, especially for enforcement for things like Paul Miller's Law. Have you heard of any people who have actually been given a warning about this? Because I know there was a lot of fanfare about it heading up to July, but so far there hasn't seemed to be anyone who's saying, hey, I got a citation today because I was on my phone while I was driving.
Yeah, you would have to really talk to the Pennsylvania State Police about the citations they're giving out for that. We do know they had an operation out east to really focus on the distracted driving in light of Paul Miller Law. So I know they're aware of it. They're looking for people who are distracted. So it's really important that customers help us out and really remove the distractions, power down their devices, and be aware of the new law that's in effect.
Anything else on your docket here?
I would just say that, you know, your customers are never alone on the PA Turnpike. If you need anything, any assistance, even if you just want to report something, please call our 24/7 roadside assistance team and the Around the Clock Traffic Operations Center, which is star 11. That's the number people want to call if they have something to report on the PA Turnpike.
Great information, Marissa. Thank you. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great one.
Marissa Urbanik, who is the press secretary for the Pennsylvania Turnpike. And again, some of the takeaways, that star 11 is a good number to know and remember, because if you have an issue or if you want to report an issue, but having construction suspended for the 10-day period, David, is a big deal, because that stuff can really slow you down, especially if there's heavy traffic.
Right. It opens up more lanes so you can go through.
Yeah. But that Beaver, I've been to that where she's talking about that bridge project. That's a major deal there.
Yeah, that seems like that's been going on forever.
I know, but it's not going on right now. So you get a break if you're using the turnpike, but it does pay to get an easy pass. It's really easy to do. I kind of, you know, dragged my feet on it for a while till several years ago. I thought, well, just do it. And as Marissa pointed out, it saves you 50% on tolls.
Right. And one of the things with that, too, is they're moving towards open road tolling. So it's more in effect right now in the eastern part of the state, but they're putting up these gantries. So
Right. We
see these fast lanes now, but these will be slightly different. But when you're driving along the turnpike, you'll just be going underneath there. So that's why they really stress that they want you to mount your transponder under your mirror on your car and not put it down in the door or wave it or anything like that. Because, A, it's not going to be registered the same way as it is now through the toll booths, and also they don't want you putting things in your hands. Paul Miller Law.
That's actually a really good point. So take advantage of Easy Pass and take it easy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.